Just 3 days before President Biden leaves office, he made a surprise announcement about a proposed constitutional amendment that has been debated for decades.
Today, I affirm the Equal Rights Amendment to have cleared all the necessary hurdles to be added to the U.S. Constitution now.
The Equal Rights Amendment that says, quote, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. But the official who certifies constitutional amendments, the archivist of the United States, does not think the proposal has been properly ratified. NPR White House correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben joins us. Danielle, thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Good morning, Scott.
What exactly did the president announce?
Well, he announced basically what we just heard there. He said that in his mind, this amendment is already the law of the land. Now, of course, it's not in the Constitution. And were it to get there, legal scholars say the ERA could affect a wide range of areas like pregnancy discrimination, pay equity, and reproductive rights. But before the ERA can become an amendment, it has to be certified by the archivist, a woman named Colleen Shogan. The White House told reporters Friday that Biden wasn't directing her to certify the ERA. Rather, they said that Shogan is simply required to certify the amendment, and the archivist has said that's not happening.
If the archivist is that explicit, where's the confusion?
Well, we have to go back to when the ERA passed Congress in 1972 to explain this. After that, it went to the states for ratification. 38 states have to sign off on an amendment. And importantly, the ERA had a deadline attached to it for ratification. That deadline was eventually set for 1982, but by then, it was still three states short. Now, despite that, state legislatures continued ratifying it over the years. And in 2020, Virginia became the 38th state, and the ERA reached that benchmark, and the debate was reignited.
But why is there debate?
Well, it's all about that initial deadline I mentioned that was put on the ERA. Now, one side, which includes the American Bar Association, they argue that the deadline does not matter. One argument they make is that the Constitution just doesn't say anything about amendments having deadlines. But interestingly, DOJ officials under both Trump and Biden are on the other side of this. During the Trump administration, the DOJ issued an opinion saying the deadline did matter and that it was up to courts or Congress to move the ERA along. And in 2022, the Biden DOJ agreed that this is up to the courts and Congress. And this is where the archivist comes in. In 2022, and again last month, her office, Colleen Shogan, said that they are following what the DOJ said in those instances.
Danielle, any idea why President Biden's been in office for almost 4 years? Just days short of it. Why did he wait so long?
That is a great question. I asked the White House this yesterday. They said Congress could have acted by now, but they didn't, and Biden just wants to be clear on his way out the door that he supports the ERA. But I asked Martha Davis, a law professor at Northeastern University, about the impact of Biden waiting until the last minute.
If it had been done even a few weeks ago, if the archivist didn't do anything, there could have been some injunctive relief to try to force the archivist based on the president's statement and so on.
In other words, Biden could have said or done something earlier and made time at the end of his term for a legal fight. But with just days until he leaves office, there's almost no room for action, which means his statement could well just end up being a statement and nothing more.
NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.